Welcome to ESG Women in Cybersecurity. Today, I'm excited to have Lori Haley here with me. She's VP of Strategic Alliances at Veracode. Hi, Lori. Great to have you here.
Hey, Melinda. So happy to be chatting with you.
Let's start with how you got into cybersecurity. What got you into this field?
So I sort of fell into this business, actually. In my early 20s, I met a friend of a friend who was working for a company that was hiring people left, right, and center to do technical support for a very well-known company that we use a lot of their products today, doing tech support with the promise of we'll train you on everything. And that's kind of how I fell into information technology to begin with.
Nice. And tell me about kind of your career journey, like from that role. What got you into cyber? And can you talk about kind of some of your earlier security roles? Because I know you kind of had a variety of roles.
Yeah, so I actually have had a seat at every place at the table, if you will, in this business. So I started, you know, doing tech support, got really well trained up there, moved into more of a networking and an engineering type role. From there, I ended up making the leap to cybersecurity in 2007. I left doing that for a little bit and went to work doing vulnerability management for what is now CVS Health. Did that for a little bit and then moved over to the vendor side doing what I do today. Worked for Qualys and now here I am at Veracode.
Yeah, that's so great. It's really interesting how a lot of our career paths are kind of just driven by what interests us and what we're passionate about. What do you think really drove you into the field of cybersecurity and this area of helping organizations be more secure?
I think that what really was important to me was I wanted to do something with my career that was interesting and I was talented at, but I also wanted to do something that was going to make an impact. Cybersecurity was not only the most interesting part of the IT world for me, but every role that I've had since 2007, I was always doing something that was making something better for someone, whether it was immediately right there or down the chain.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about your role at CVS. What did managing vulnerabilities do? How important was that for CVS and what they did? And tell me about that role.
Yeah, I had joined there at a time when they were, you know, really revamping their program and really taking a hard look at leveling up their security program, which is what they did. I actually worked for one of my first most awesome female leaders at CVS, and she had been my leader at VeriSign as well when I was working there. And so, you know, they wanted to take that vulnerability program and really move it, you know, into a place where it was much more effective. And that's what we did by, you know, transforming some of the technology that they were using, how it was reported, and begin to really show senior leadership, well, you know, what they were getting out of the technology that was being used and, you know, how effective it was across the organization to provide coverage in remediating vulnerabilities for CVS.
I got to know you when you worked at Qualys and you had a sales role there. And Qualys was known for not hiring salespeople. They hired practitioners and people experienced with cybersecurity. Yeah. So how did that work transitioning to a sales role in a vendor company?
So there were two very pivotal points in my career where I feel like I kind of jumped off a cliff and said, well, the heck with it. Let me see how this makes out. I'm going to give it a shot. One was when I took my first cybersecurity job working at VeriSign and, you know, had to go home every night and study everything everyone was telling me to feel like I really understood what I was doing there. That company really took a chance on hiring someone like me who had a great IT background, but had a lot to learn in cyber. And I learned so much there. My second time in my career where I felt that way was actually when I joined Qualys. I had really gotten schooled up on my cybersecurity skills, but here I was, you know, with this opportunity to take that cyber part of my background and now bring in a much bigger part of another skill set that I have, which is working with people, communication, negotiation, and, you know, really kind of bringing into focus that helping people, going out, working with clients, helping them do what I did at CVS, building, rebuilding their vulnerability programs, learning how to use a platform to its fullest potential, et cetera. And I had never done that. I had never had a sales role. And my job there was both technical and, you know, a sales capacity. So that was a huge risk. I said, I know I got half of this job nailed down, but we'll see how we make out with the other part. As it turns out, it was right up my alley. And I have been, you know, doing great in that area ever since.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember you being so wonderful to work with at Qualys. But I want to talk a little bit about, you know, being in sales and consulting and tech roles. Did you have that experience where you were one of the few females in the room or on the team? And, you know, how did that work? And what advice would you have for others?
It was like that a lot. I feel like it was more like that a decade ago than it is now, which is awesome.
Yes.
I feel like back when I first joined Qualys and I would show up to a meeting, there was a certain amount of time where I had to find myself as someone who knew what they were talking about, right? Because I was usually the only woman in the room. I've been lucky to work with a lot of amazing customers and clients that, you know, really had a lot of respect for me as a professional. And that's been awesome. My colleagues at every job have been fantastic, male and female alike. It's interesting to think about how far we've all come, women in this business, and the kinds of things that we need to do to keep that moving forward and to get more women in this business. That, I think, is something that I've really been focusing on a lot, especially lately.
That's great. And now you're at Veracode. Can you tell me a little bit about your role there? And it's also great to see female leadership at Veracode.
Yeah, I work for an amazing female CEO, which is just awesome. We have a lot of female leadership and a great amount of, you know, female presence at our company, which is super. My role there is, you know, strategic technical alliances. So I'm taking all of my hands-on experience, my working in the actual, you know, company experience, being a buyer experience, my sales experience, and using that to help Veracode align itself with technologies and companies that will, you know, provide our customers with the type of advantages that will help them overcome their challenges and, you know, make it where they can better secure their code and all their applications, you know, moving into the future.
You know, integrations are so important in this area to make sure that the products are working together well. How does that work? Do you like that role? Since I know you also have a lot of experience in sales.
Yeah, this is the funnest job I've ever had. Not just because Veracode has a great culture and I work with great people. Things that I need to do for this job are just so fantastic. I get to use all of my soft skills, all of my tech skills, and everything is an opportunity. I get to be creative in this role. I get to sit down with new companies and new technologies and say, all right, how can we take this and make it something awesome for our customers jointly to take advantage of? Like, that is fun. I feel like I'm not only doing what I set out to do originally, which is help people and be a really positive force in my industry. But now I am getting to be creative on top of it and like drive strategy for a really awesome company. So it's really fun.
That's so awesome. Yeah. Being strategic and using critical thinking skills. I know they're very lucky to have you. So have you faced any challenges and along the way? And what advice do you have for others who may face similar challenges?
I think everyone has different challenges. I'm a mother of four. That in and of itself is a challenge to be, you know, a professional at my level in a very fast-paced business and in industry that requires, you know, a lot of, you know, involvement in effort. I travel a bit. One of the things that I have learned, and a little personality based too, is I can have it all. I just need to always remember to ask for help to have it all. I think that sometimes women have a tendency to not ask for help. We're going to take care of everything. You know, that's what we're here for. And that's been a lesson that for me personally, that I've had to learn to be able to get everything that I want to get done, which is raise this amazing family, one of which is in the Cisco Net Academy for Cybersecurity at the high school. I'm super excited about that. You know, raise this beautiful family and have this amazing career and to have time to take care of myself and do all of those things. I got to have people that can help me out, you know? So asking for help to be able to balance everything so you can achieve all of your goals, I think is a really important piece of advice that was hard learned for me.
Great advice there. And what do you want others to know about cybersecurity in our field? I know I really love the people and the community. What do you love about this field?
I kind of touched on it before. I mean, it's constantly evolving. Mm-hmm. You know, since I've joined it, things have changed so much. You know, back when I started with, you know, Qualys, we were scanning servers, things were on-prem, people had data centers. You know, a big reason that I joined Veracode, and you know, I've always had my eye on Veracode. They've always had a reputation of being an absolutely stellar company in doing what they've done. But one of the reasons that I really wanted to join them today and now is because what they do today, providing security around application code development, you know, for the developers in today's world where everything is based on code, everything is in the cloud, is just amazing. And what a transition to go from my application sitting here on my computer to it's now virtual. Everything's in the cloud. Everything is a, you know, a microservice. It's just an amazing transition that we've made.
Yeah, absolutely. Being that this is my coverage space, that's exactly what gets me excited about it is, yeah, we're enabling faster development cycles and really building in security tools and processes to make things more efficient. So it's great to work with you guys in Veracode and you know, talk about these important issues for better security and enabling organizations. What advice do you have for others, women in the field or others in cybersecurity and getting into this field?
Come into whatever you do, especially today, with a very flexible, open mind, ready to pivot. We talk a lot about the breaking down of silos, kind of related to what, you know, we were just talking about, the way things have transitioned so quickly with the technology, as have roles in our industry. It used to be, you know, infrastructure, build it, get it together, build those apps, put that on the infrastructure. And then, you know, I'd come flying in later with my scanning and what have you, right? That's how it used to be, like when I was at CVS. Now, those silos are really broken down. You know, here at Veracode, we're learning, you know, that the way that we've positioned ourselves, we're really working with the developer side of the house, and you know, bringing security and development together is the way it is today. And we're seeing organizations are seeing that as well, and bringing those groups together in their businesses. So we are working a lot to help companies facilitate that enablement between those two teams. And you got to be ready to be dynamic and pivot and be ready for anything.
Yep, absolutely. I always say, don't follow playbooks of what has been successful for people in the past. Things are always evolving and changing. And you just have to, again, use those critical thinking and adaptability skills. Are there any resources that you'd like to share for others?
I mentioned the Cisco Net Academy. It's been a great program for me personally, my family, my son is doing awesome in that. And I know that's sprinkled throughout the US and globally, I think. So from a getting our younger generation involved in cyber IT, you know, we have a shortage of talented technical people, people with soft skills who are technical, people who are straight up technical. I was a hiring manager for a long time, probably will be again here soon. You know, getting our younger generation to see the awesomeness of being part of our business is really important. As a woman, I'm a big part of the Executive Women's Forum on Cybersecurity, has been a really great part of my journey. Worked with them quite closely over the years. They are, you know, one of the biggest groups to support women in cyber, and I'm part of their mentor program. They're, you know, really focused on, you know, supplying the networking forums that all of us women in this business can, you know, utilize each other to, you know, figure out challenges and help each other get ahead. And there's, you know, the mentor program, bringing up, you know, young professionals so that they can, you know, take over for us someday when we retire.
Yeah, it's such a great group, really connecting security leaders and helping with mentorships. So definitely share those resources in the blog post so folks can check it out. Thanks, Lori, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Melinda. This has been awesome.
We hope you'll join us again next time in Women in Cybersecurity from ESG.